This is the fourth time 66-year-old Roxy Wright has won both of Alaska's two big sprint races in the same year. That's the Open North American in Fairbanks and the Fur Rendezvous Open World Championship in Anchorage. But she had a two-decade gap. Wright retired from sprint mushing in 1996 and didn't expect to compete again. Until last year when she entered the Open North American and came in second behind Buddy Strieber. This year, she won by 24 seconds.
Here comes Roxy. She is over.
Race marshal Mike McGowan says the third day really mattered this year. Going into Sunday's heat, Roxy Wright held a 20 seconds lead over last year's champion Buddy Strieber, who was 2 minutes ahead of Salter rookie Amy Dunlap.
This race this year turned into one of the best races competition-wise that we've had in a long time.
A clear sky and temperatures around 20 degrees Fahrenheit kept the dogs from overheating and the fans happy. Friday and Saturday's course was 20 miles long, but Sunday's is nearly 30 miles. On the third day, the starting order is reversed, with the slowest teams going out first. It makes for a lot of passing as faster teams catch up. So at the end of Sunday's heat, seven fast teams came across the finish line within 3 minutes of each other.
And Emily Entrecan is over. Welcome home, Emily. Don Cousins is over. Welcome home, Don. Crooked Creek, Alberta. Mosher is in, and we have John Earhart coming into the finishing chute now. Buddy Strieber passing on the fly right there on the corner. He is roaring in here. James Wheeler is over. Okay, we got Michael Tetzner in the finishing chute now and roaring up the hill. Here comes Roxy Wright.
Okay, that was obviously edited down. And what you didn't hear was Amy Dunlap's fast team standing still with inside of the finish line while others passed her. Until the last minutes of the race, fans spent Sunday afternoon watching Dunlap zing through checkpoints. She started the day in third place, but made up enough time to have fans madly calculating to see if she would knock Buddy Strieber out of second place. But Sunday's longer 28-mile heat may have caught her lead dog by surprise.
Oh, yeah, we were doing good, yeah. I'm really happy with the dogs. Just my leader got tired coming home, and I had to load them, and then it kind of went haywire from there.
Dunlap lost all her made-up time and more to drop to fifth place. I'm Robin in Fairbanks.